I guess we got a chance to look at the film and, you know, see the things that we need to work on and do better for the games coming on for the rest of the year. And
what stood out to you in terms of what you need to do better?
Just everybody making sure they're doing their own job. You know, sometimes when you get in a rush or, you know, things are happening, you kind of get out of your lane and try to do something that's not part of your job. And, you know, when everybody's winding up doing that, no one's doing their job, and that's when you get gashed or hurt. So we just looked at the film and made sure everybody realized what their job was, their role in that play, and make sure, you know, the next time that we have the opportunity that we play it efficiently.
Malcolm Butler was saying that maybe a loss will bring this team closer. I believe something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think losses are a good learning tool. If you go the whole season without, you know, experiencing a loss or having to, you know, fight back from adversity, you know, you never really get to check the true character or grit of that team. And for us to get the loss right now, I mean, we get the taste of how defeat feels, and, you know, everybody in this locker room hates the way that tastes. And, you know, I think everybody's going to do what it takes to make sure we don't taste that taste again.
You talked about doing your job, but how difficult is that to do when key players are going down in the middle of games?
Well, I mean, as long as I'm not going down, I mean, the only thing I can worry about is what I'm doing out there. You know, me worrying about someone else isn't going to help my job or make it even easier. So I have all the faith in, you know, the next guy up mentality in this locker room, because we have so many good players and, you know, in positions that could help the team a lot. And, you know, I let the coaches coach, and I just go out there and try to stop the run.
With kind of what you said, how much are you looking forward to seeing your team respond as a group come Sunday?
Oh, I can't wait. You know, usually when you lose, the best way to get that taste out your mouth is going on the field and, you know, strap it up with your team and go out there and try to, you know, make all the mess ups from the game before, you know, make them right.
Well, for you, Alan, that seemed like a very productive game for you. And I know on the defensive line, sometimes you can have a good game and maybe not show up on the stat sheet, still doing your job. But this one, the stat sheet seemed pretty full. I mean, how did you feel about that?
It was full with the wrong letter. It got the L, so I didn't care what else was on there. So I could have, you know, 100 tackles, but if we got the L, I don't care. You know, I want to get wins and do what I can to help the team get the dub.
Alan, you mentioned learning from the loss. How about just the last three games all together, three grueling games decided by the final play and undecided until the last second? How much does that harden the team for this stretch run for the last month?
It hardens us a lot, you know. Kind of like, you know, this situation we were in at the end of the game to put us in overtime. You know, we've been in a situation before with the Giants, you know, getting on the field, make sure everybody's on there and kicking the field goal with time, you know, with time remaining before, you know, the game's over. So, you know, all these little experiences here and there is going to help the team, because we have, you know, game experience doing these things. And like I said, you know, everybody, once you get a loss, everybody kind of get on their P's and Q's a little bit better. And, you know, the 1-2 and the drive kind of picks up a little bit more throughout the locker room. So, in my eyes, the loss, I mean, it's a bad thing because you don't like losing. But, I mean, at the end of the day, it might help us win even more games at the end of the day.
With all respect, was it strange to lose a game?
Nah, man. You know, this is the NFL. You could lose to any team out there. And you got to just have the mentality like that. If you go out there thinking that you're going to roll over any team, I mean, that's a quick way to get put on your butt.
Alan, after coming to this team in the middle of last season, how helpful has it been overall to your performance this year just to be with the team as long as you have a, you know, full off season with them, things like that?
I mean, with any team, I wouldn't say just this team. You know, the longer that you're on a team, the more, you know, you could, you know, the scheme where you could, you know, get away with doing something here or that. You know, when you see a key, you know, you could get away, you know, going back door, knowing that someone's gonna help you in a certain spot or things of that nature. So being on any scheme for any extended amount of time kind of helps out in that aspect.
Did the Broncos do anything differently after Dante went down?
They started winning, I guess. I don't know. Sure, you didn't ask me the wrong question, man. Yeah,
well, Dante went down. You see what's going on up there.
At the same time, I know Dante went down, but if you ask me when that was, I have no clue. Like I said, I worry about myself to make sure, you know, I'm doing my job. So, right. Did they do anything different? I have no clue, but I just know that they, at the in the fourth quarter, you know, we didn't do our job as a defense to stop them from putting the points on the board, and that we're at where we're at right now because of that.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.